Hello, good morning, and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and hits 103.9 FM in Accra, in Kumasi. We are on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Badrin FM, Bunkrugu, Klenam Radio, Bato, Gaskiar FM, Techiman, and Radio Wa in Wa. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up just hours before a potentially riveting day in court in the ongoing controversial ambulance procurement trial, senior legal practitioners back the application for live broadcast of proceedings.
But every case that is in Ghana could be telecast live.
Also, the Coalition of Domestic Election Observers, CODEO, calls for the suspension of the ongoing voter transfer exercise to allow for consensus building involving all stakeholders.
It's possible we could appeal for the exercise to be suspended.
More as the NDC urges members to defy the EC's ban on the presence of agents at their centres. Daryl, what's in business?
Government set to sign agreement with bilateral creditors before end of this month after concluding review of draft memorandum of understanding. Hannah, we've got details on the Joy Business Report.
A later family of victim in fatal crash involving actor Kojo Nkansa, popularly known as Lil Wayne, welcomed police move to charge him with dangerous driving and causing harm.
The family is pleased with the extent of the action taken by the police, and we are very happy about the outcome of the whole issue.
I am Hannah Odami. I'll bring you details of these and more in this bulletin. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible journalism. In the next few hours, the Attorney General Godfred Yeboah-Adame will face off with lawyers for Dr. Atu Forsing and Richard Jakpa, who are standing trial for causing financial loss to the state in the processes leading up to the procurement of some ambulances for the state. The AG has filed an application challenging claims of mistrial and an inquiry into his conduct by the accused persons, who are also alleging gross prosecutorial abuse and abuse of the court process by the Attorney General. In a trial that has been described by some as politically motivated, senior legal practitioners are backing application by the first accused for proceedings to be televised live. Law professor at the University of Ghana School of Law, Professor Kojo Apiejetia, and private legal practitioner Kojo Pencil believe live broadcast of proceedings will be progressive.
It's also a case that has generated so much interest and discussions and debates and even controversies. Then it becomes a case of public interest, and people are interested to understand what the law is on the subject matter and to know how it may impact on their lives. So I think on that score, it will be a good thing if it is telecast live.
Justice is dispensed in the name of people like you and I, and if we really had opportunity, not only this particular case, but every case that is in Ghana could be telecast live and everybody will have the opportunity. At the end of the day, the real issue is about the resources or the funds or what budget that the judiciary has for this kind of activities.
You heard the law professor at the University of Ghana School of Law, Professor Kojo Apiejetia, and private legal practitioner Kweku Pencil there. The Coalition of Domestic Election Observers, CODEO, is calling for a suspension of the ongoing voter transfer exercise to allow for consensus building involving all stakeholders before it resumes. The main political parties, the NDC and MPP, are sharply divided over the EC's decision to ban party agents at its district offices where transfer of votes are currently ongoing. We'll hear from CODEO shortly, but first, the NDC is insisting their agents will be at the centres to monitor the process despite the ban. Let's hear from the party's Deputy General Secretary, Mustafa Gbande.
What we have asked our support base and our agents is to ensure that we increase more vigilance by being present at the register. If we want to tie our hands behind us to allow the MPP do what we call gerrymandering, in fact, tomorrow agents will go and party supporters will be there.
Let's now hear from the National Coordinator of CODEO, Albert Ahen, who is calling for the suspension of the exercise for consensus building.
It's possible we could appeal for the exercise to be suspended, at least within 4 hours, which is a possibility. We need to have peace before we can proceed.
He's also calling on the Peace Council and other stakeholders to intervene.
I think the best thing to do in this circumstance is to have either an NGO, Peace Council, or some other body to mediate, to bring sanity into this process. Either the Peace Council will have to get the NDC and talk to them so that we can have some sanity, or some other agency, either an NGO, a CSO, or whatever.
Albert Ahen is National Coordinator of CODEO. Moving on, a Member of Parliament for Jabuso Constituency and the ranking member on the Health Committee in Parliament, Kwabena Minta Akando, has charged government to come out with a clear-cut plan on how it will continue the payment for dialysis treatment for patients. The National Health Insurance Scheme has announced it will take the full cost of dialysis treatment for patients who are below 18 years and those above 60 years. It will also provide subsidy for persons between the ages of 19 and 59. So reacting to the move, the minority said government must come clear on the way forward after the 6 months subsidy.
We used money on unnecessary things. We dig a whole hole and spend whole money on it in the name of cathedral. We cannot take care of people suffering from that, renal challenges. What is it that is above the country? So they are simply not ready. And this must come from, this comprehensive plan must come from government, because the health of the people is the wealth and the health of the country. So the health of the people must always be prioritized.
You heard the ranking member on the Health Committee in Parliament, Kwabena Minta Akando. Workers of the State Transport Corporation, STC, are fiercely resisting the appointment of a third deputy managing director, calling it a waste of public funds. They assert the current two deputies are enough and demand the corporation prioritize acquiring more buses and settling the 6 million cedis which they owe in overdue pensions. Kenneth Jisi has more in the following reports.
They have three deputy managing directors. One of them retired not long ago, and they heard the news that he was being replaced by a different person who was supposed to start work today. Now, if you come to the STC yard in Accra, they were clad in red, having posters all over saying that another deputy managing director is a no-no.
Out of over 140 to 150 buses, currently roadworthy buses are about 39 to 40. And see that the fleets have dwindled completely.
In today's Filth Exhibition series, Rejoice, Samefak Pesu takes us to the streets of Ashiaman, where lack of rubbish bins is forcing residents to dump waste in the middle of the roads.
The streets of Ashiaman are currently engulfed in filth. Filth creating a public health hazard. This has become an eyesore for both residents and visitors. The stretch from the Ashiaman underbridge to Aferiwa has been particularly affected, with piles of rubbish packed along the middle of the road. This has led to a buildup of trash that includes household waste, plastic bottles, and other pieces of scattered rubbish. Even though the situation is worrying, the residents say they are tired of complaining. Madam Agnes is a resident.
We are worried about the rubbish issue. Some residents give their rubbish to these junkies.
Now, the family of a boy killed in a crash involving actor Kujo Nkansa, popularly known as Lil Wayne, have welcomed the move by the police to charge him with dangerous driving and negligently causing harm. Love FM's Clinton Yeboa has more in this report.
In bandages and looking frail, Kujo Nkansa was arrested shortly after he was discharged from the emergency unit of the Konfanochi Teaching Hospital and was processed for court after his statements were taken. The police arranged him before the Asokoi Mampon District Court, where he has been charged for driving dangerously and negligently causing harm. Lil Wayne's counsel, Margaret Ejechum, argued for bail.
Because you saw the condition of my client. He's not even too well. In fact, we were bulldozed here. We didn't come on our own. And it was not just an ordinary game. We need to cross other hurdles to get him free.
Now, uncle of the deceased and brother to the surviving father, Charles Asamoah, says they are content that some processes have commenced against the actor.
The family is pleased with the extent of the action taken by the police. And we are very happy about the outcome of the whole issue.
And with that, we end the news at 6 with me, Hannah Odami. Thank you so much for your company. You'll find all these stories and more when you log on to myjoyonline.com. The Super Morning Show team continues. Stay tuned.